Hey.
Thank you, Brandon. Brandon could be a little crazy too, so. But he's a great brother, and I always look forward to this time, conference and reunion, when he can come, and him and Tara and Maya and Rhodes can come and stay with us. You know, they're a blessing to us. You know, we have fun, you know, we have fellowship, but we both have that love of God, that love of the Lord, and want to serve him and do what is right. You know, so good evening. I want to welcome you here in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As I say at the East Local every week, I'll say it here, a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord. Beautiful day to be here. Praise our God. You know, we've already had two sermons, wonderful prayer service. We've been fed already this day. And so it is a blessing. It's a blessing. And, you know, I'm going to start with, I always like to start with a praise scripture, and it's just, you don't have to turn to it. It's Psalm 150. It says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness." Then I'll go down to 6. It says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord." So we must praise him always in everything we do. This last, I'd say, year, those last 14 months, I've, all my life, the Lord has blessed me, but the last 14 months have been really special. And I'm a snazpaw, or grandpa, and so 14 months ago, I had my first little granddaughter, and she's a blessing. You know, she's in Phoenix, but she's a blessing to us. And and then a month ago, our other daughter had our first little grandson. Blessing, you know, perfect. And if you're grandparents, you know how special they are, you know. And but also this last year, a year ago tomorrow at the sacrament service, I was called to the ministry. And, you know, God had made it known to me that I would be called to an elder. But my own insecurities, you know, was a thought of, I can't do this. You know, I can't do this. But, you know, Brandon was staying with us, and Brandon, you know, encouraged me. He said, "I'll even stay around for your ordination if you will, you know, because I know God will lead you." You know, it is, you know, God's will. And but I was stubborn and worried, and finally, I didn't wait too long. I waited a month, you know. By September, I accepted, and God has blessed me. You know, he's blessed me. He's blessed me with peace tonight. You know, this day, I had originally, Brother Roland had asked me to preach, and I said, "What are the times?" And he said, 3 or 7. And I said, "How about 3? I thought, I won't be worried as much. I can do it. And then he put me down for 7. You know, and so that was fine. But I want to praise God. I want to praise God that he has given me that comfort, that strength that I thought I would never have. You know, and in our lives, God will give us those blessings. He will give us if we just seek him and serve him. And I'm going to read from, and it's just a couple verses from Joshua 1:8-9. And it's on this fear. And it just says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And he's with us. You know, he's with me tonight. He's with me that when I think of that if I think of that I'm going to be up here and preach to you my own words, I would say I can't do it. But if I trust in the Lord, let him lead me in my life, in my preaching, then he will guide me. He will guide and direct me. So God is with us in everything we do. You know, he blesses us when we seek him and we put our trust in him. You know, we must be willing to step out of our comfort zone and let him guide us. You know, striving to do our best and to follow his commandments is so important in our lives. You know, so we need to step out of that comfort zone. You know, I'm sure many ministers have stepped out of that comfort zone because they want to serve God. Actually, here I was. You thought I was going to preach on fear or something, but I'm actually going to preach tonight on priorities. You know, what are our priorities in life? And you're going to know what I'm going to say our top priority should be, and it should be to put God first in our lives. And let's turn to Jacob 2, and it's on page 170. And I'm going to start with Jacob 2, page 170. I'm going to start with 14. It says, "And now behold, my brethren, this is the word which I declare unto you, that many of you have begun to search for gold and for silver and all manner of precious ores, in the which this land, which is the land of promise unto you and to your seed, doth abound most plentifully. And the hand of the province hath smiled upon you most pleasingly, that you have obtained many riches. And because that some of you have obtained more abundantly than that of your brethren, ye are lifted up in the pride of your hearts, wear stiff necks and high heads because of the costliness of your apparel, and persecute your brethren because that ye suppose that you are better than they. And now, my brethren, do you suppose that God justifieth you in this thing? Behold, I say unto you, nay, but he condemneth you. And if ye persist in these things, his judgment must speedily be come upon you. Oh, that he would show you that he can pierce you, and with one glance of his eye he can smite you to dust. Oh, that he would rid you from this iniquity and abomination. And oh, that ye would listen unto the word of his commands, and let not the pride of your hearts destroy your souls. Think of your brethren like unto yourselves, and be familiar with all, and free with all your substance, that they may be rich like unto you. But before ye seek for riches, seek ye for the kingdom of God." And that's the line. You know, before we seek for riches, we must seek for the kingdom of God. You know, God wants us to prosper. So he wants us to prosper. He wants us to do good in life. He wants us to prosper so we can help others. You know, but we must seek him. We must put him first in our lives. Let's turn to Matthew 22. And I'm going to read 37 through 40, and it says, "Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commands hang all the law and the prophets." You know, and our brother Bob read that today. You know, so, you know, above all, we must love the Lord our God with all our heart. And we must build that close relationship with him. And if we do that, that second one comes natural. To love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, we need to do the things that are pleasing unto our God. You know, if we do these things, if we love our God, we'll show that. That love will emulate through our souls, through our lives, to all those that we come in contact with. You know, so we need to start our day to serve the Lord. We need to start by praying and studying the scriptures. It's so important. By doing this, he will direct our thoughts and actions so that we can live our lives as an example of his goodness. You know, I have a quote here by Abraham Lincoln, And it says, without the assistance of the divine being, I cannot succeed. With that assistance, I cannot fail. Trusting in him who can go with me, remain with you, and be everywhere for good, let us confidently hope that all will yet be well. So we must be confident. We must be confident and trust in God, and he will be with us, you know, throughout our lives. He will guide us, and he will protect us. He will guide us in our lives. You know, we all have busy lives. You know, we have busy, demanding lives. We have responsibilities. We have activities that fill up our time. You know, oftentimes, you know, our lives are just too busy to try and fit God in our lives. But that's the wrong way. You know, we must make God our top priority and fit our lives into our walk with the Lord. I'm going to ask Dylan to come up here and help me. I talked to a sister last week, and she said, oh, you have the 7 o'clock preaching service. She said, you know, we've been fed all day. We've had so many services, and it's been a blessing. And by that time, everybody's going to be falling asleep. So I usually like to give a visual demonstration, and I usually do it towards the end, but I figured I need to do it now to keep us awake. So... So I don't know if the microphone probably doesn't go over here. But is that one? Will this work? Okay. So we have a vase here. This vase represents our day. Our day here. And in here, I have quinoa. And it is going to represent the activities we have in our day. You know, the activities that we do in the day that we fill our lives with, you know. And I've talked to Dylan, and you know, one activity he likes is playing with his friends. He likes to play the piano. You know, other things we like to do are, you know, a lot of people look at Facebook. You look up things on the computer. You have to eat. You have to sleep. You know, we fill our day with all these things. And so I'm going to ask Dylan to help me here and pour. You want to hold this and me pour? Or do you want? Okay, so we're going to pour all the... I can probably talk loud enough without that. We're going to pour all these things that fill our day. And there we are, just our regular activities of life. You know, we fill our day. You know, and then I have here, you know, each one of us have different activities. You know, so think in your lives, what are those things that you do all day that you know, you have to sustain your life? So now I want us to think of the things that are the important things, our priorities. What are the important things we need to do to ensure our relationship with God. And I had asked, so chocolate, the sweetness of God, the sweetness of God here. And we're going to put these in here. And, you know, things we should do is pray, read the Bible, you know, and make this one drop over. Okay. You know, when we fill our day and we put God last, or not last, but add him in at the end, you know, it won't all fit in life. You know, and those important things are prayer, reading the Bible, thinking about God, worshiping God in song and piano. He loves to play piano, and he gives so many specials for the Lord. You know, and that is something. You know, we can worship God in song, you know, attending services, serving others, and talking about God. So all those many things. And so now we're going to try it a different way. You know, this can't get level in the jar. You know, we have all this sweetness of priorities, putting God first, and it's not, doesn't work. So now let's do this. And now, put these in here, in this one. So now we're going to start our day with the priorities of God. The priorities that we in prayer, all the many things we need to do in life. You know, so now we're going to see if I tested this at home and then retested and I spilt it and it's going to be close, but oh, we won't do any more. But if we put God first, you know, this shows that you saw how much it was filled up the other way. This way, if we put the priorities first, put our trust in God, if we seek God first, then we can do all those things in life. We can still fit in all the many activities in our life. And we have such, Dylan's helped me before. He's such a good helper, and he's here to serve our God, and thank you very much for your help. Okay, so let's now turn to 3 Nephi 5 on page 640. And I'm going to start with 1:10. And it says, lay not up yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and thieves break through or steal. But lay up yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, another parallel scripture there. You know, we must seek God. You know, the things here are not important. You know, what is important is our eternal life with our Heavenly Father. So we must seek after God, put Him first in our lives. You know, we need to, we must focus on serving God. Let's turn to Mosiah 3 on page 225. And I'm just reading one verse. It's verse 21. It says, therefore I would that ye should be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ the Lord God omnipotent may seal you his, that you may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life through the wisdom and the power and the justice and the mercy of him who created all things in heaven and in earth, who is God above all. Amen. And we must be steadfast. We must be immovable. We were so blessed at the East Local with having Apostle Bill Sheldon there. You know, when you, he's an example of being steadfast, immovable. You know, everything, you know, he always gave God the glory. You know, until through, you know, he couldn't see at the end very well. And he praised God for everything in life. And that's how we should be. We must be steadfast. We must be immovable. We must make God our priority. So think in your life. You know, do our actions show the love of God? Does it show that we're steadfast and that our priority is God? When someone looks at us, do they know that we love God? And if they don't, let's see what we can do so that the love of God for His light might shine through us. You know, our 2017 challenge at the East Local is be a doer of the word. And but if we're going to be a doer of the word, we must know what the word of God is. We must develop a closeness to God through prayer and studying His word. You know, so we need to know that word so that we can be a doer of the word in our lives. Let's turn to 3 Nephi on page 651. And I'm going to start with 47, 3 Nephi 6:51, and it's the 8th chapter. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you must watch and pray always, lest you be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall you pray in my church among my people, which do repent and are baptized in my name. But behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you." And it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words unto his disciples, he turned again unto the multitude and saith unto them, "Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye enter into temptation. For Satan desireth to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Therefore you must always pray unto the Father in my name. And whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you. Pray in your families and to the Father, always in my name, that your wives and children may be blessed. And behold, ye shall meet together oft, and shall not forbid any man from coming in unto you, when ye shall meet together. But suffer them that they may come unto you, and forbid them not. But ye shall pray for them, and shall not cast them out. And if it so be that they come unto you oft, ye shall pray for them unto the Father in my name. Wherefore hold up your light, that it may shine unto the world. Behold, I am the light which ye shall hold up, that which ye have seen me do. Behold, ye have seen that I have prayed unto the Father, and ye all have witnessed, and ye see that I have commanded that none of you should go away, but rather have commanded that you should come unto me, that ye might feel and see. Even so shall ye do unto the world. And whosoever breaketh this commandment, suffer himself to be led into temptation. So we must communicate with God through our prayers, asking Him for the things that we stand in need of, asking Him for forgiveness of our sins, and thanking Him for the blessings in our lives. You know, we must seek Him in all things. Let's turn to 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3. And I'm going to start with verse 14, and it says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto all good works." You know, and there it is. We must learn the word in order to be a doer of the word. I have another scripture here, and it's Luke 10. It's the 38th verse I'm going to start with. And in this, it's a story of two sisters. Martha and Mary, and they were friends with Jesus, and Jesus was in their area and was coming into their home. And, I'll start with 38. It says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" And, we want to be doers of the word. We want to help people. We want to do things in life that to please our God. But we must, in this, Jesus was happy with Martha in her efforts to serve him. She wanted to get the food ready, wanted to get things ready, and she was thinking, okay, my sister's not doing anything, but her sister was listening to Jesus. And so we must listen to Jesus and let him direct us in being a doer of the word. Sometimes in life we think we're doing good things, but we must listen to the Lord and let him lead us in doing good. Oftentimes we have our own agenda and think we know what to do, but we must listen to that still small voice and let him lead us. I promise I will start that doers group at the East Local, but we must let God lead us in our path to do good to others. Let's turn to James, the first chapter. And I'm going to start with verse 17, and it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom in no variable, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will he begat us with the word of truth, that we should be kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And the wrath of the man worketh not righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness an engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He beholdeth himself and goeth his way, straightway forgetteth what matter of man he was." And so there it is. That's a scripture on being a doer of the word. So we must be a doer of the word. We must, but in order to be that doer, we must seek our God. We must show our love to others by being a doer of the word. Now, I have a let me start again. I'm not telling us anything new, in our priorities to God. We all know that we need to make God first in our life. But I have a little story of a couple weeks ago. I checked my blood sugar. I was off in California a month waiting for a baby, and I didn't eat right, and I took my blood on a Saturday, and my blood was higher than it ever had been. So it scared me. And so then that same day, I was going to a family reunion, and I ate lots of good food. Took my blood later. It had dropped a little, but it was still high. The whole day, it was high. It was in the 200s, and it's usually not in the 200s. And I started worrying, and I said to Becky, I said, I don't know what to do. And she looked at me, and she said, you know what to do. And it made me think, well, yes, I knew what to do. I needed to eat right. I needed to exercise. And so I started doing that, my blood came down. My blood came down, and I saw Buzz. It was probably about a week ago, and I, because we both like food, and we were at the worship and song, and we had snacks, and I was proud of myself. You know, I was like, I went over and showed Buzz, look, I'm eating celery and dip. I didn't get any dessert. And he kind of rolled his eyes like, right, but I didn't. And here I was on the right path. Here I was doing what was right. And then the next day I go to work, and one of my paper vendors comes in with a box. And it's a box of cookies. And he says, you know, I stopped at this place called Mary's, and they have 12 different kinds of cookies. And he said, you know, I had to get one of each kind. And so here it was. I did do good. I picked out what was the best one, I thought. And I only ate one. Where normally I would have tried all of them, you know. And so, you know, in our lives, it's the same way. You know, here I am. You know, we think we're doing good. You know, we set our priorities. We are serving God, and we're going to do. But that temptation rolls in. It's so easy to just, you know, that temptation rolls in. And, you know, I probably should have said, oh, no cookies. But one was better than five. And mine would normally have been five. That's not an exaggeration. I love sweets. But so think in our lives. You know, it's we have to daily think of God, pray to God, study His scriptures so that we can withstand those trials in our lives. Let's turn to 1 Peter 4. And I'm going to start with 8. It says, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity suffereth, shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so ministered the same one to another, as good stewards and of a manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God hath given, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You know, so our goal should be to follow God's commandments, to glorify God in everything we do, and have that love for one another. Let's turn to Moroni 7. It's on page 768. And I'm going to start with 50th. And it says, if a man be meek and lowly in heart and confesses by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. For if he have not charity, he is nothing. Wherefore he must needs have charity. And charity suffereth long and is kind and envieth not and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail, but charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever, and whoso is found possessed it at the last day be well with them. And so we must, you know, we must have this charity. We must have this pure love of Christ. Let's turn to, I think I can make it here. I don't want to keep the young people too long. So let's turn to Colossians 3. And I'm going to start with one, and it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where God sitteth on the right hand of, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometimes when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and hath put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created you. Wherefore there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian bond, nor free, but Christ in all, and is all, and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in the psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And, you know, it's just natural. If we seek God, put him first, we can have that charity. We can show that love to others in our lives. You know, in verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. You know, so when someone talks to us, can they see that we have that love for God? You know, can they see that in our life? You know, we need to be an example to the world. In Matthew 5:16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You know, with God first in our lives, our light will shine to others. Let me see here. Okay, let's turn to Alma 10 on 351. And I'm going to start with 27. It says, and now, my brethren, I wish from the inmost part of my heart, yea, with great anxiety, even unto pain, that ye would hearken unto my words, and cast off your sins, and not procrastinate the day of your repentance, but that ye would humble yourselves before the Lord, and call on the holy name, and watch and pray continually, that ye may not be tempted above that which ye can bear. And thus be led by the Holy Spirit, becoming humble, meek, submissive, patient, full of love and all long-suffering, having faith on the Lord. And once again, you know, when we are spiritually, in tune spiritually, we can balance everything in life much more easily. You know, so if we are seeking God, he will help us in our lives where we can manage our lives and show that love to others. You know, we cannot procrastinate. It says in there, we cannot procrastinate the day of our repentance. So we must seek God. Let's turn to Ephesians 6. And we all know this. I'm going to start with 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be..." Oh, I'm starting with 10. Did I say that? "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." You know, so there it is. We need to, how do we prepare ourselves? But studying the word, praying to God, so that we are ready, so that we are ready in our lives for the things, for our trials. You know, nobody wants trials. We want everything perfect. But, you know, we must have the Lord with us in all that we do. Let's go to... I'm going to skip on down here. I have a poem here. I have a poem, and it says, "My Prayer," and it's by Helen Steiner Rice. And it says, "Bless me, Heavenly Father. Forgive my erring ways. Grant me strength to serve thee. Put purpose in my days. Give me understanding enough to make me kind, so I may judge all people with my heart and not my mind. Teach me to be patient in everything I do, content to trust your wisdom and to follow after you. Help me when I falter and hear me when I pray, and receive me in thy kingdom to dwell with thee someday." You know, and isn't that our hope? You know, to have that eternal life with our God. You know, so I have one more scripture, and it's one we all know. We probably don't have to turn to it because we learned it as children. It's Psalm 23. And I want everybody, as I read this, think of... You know, the first line is, "The Lord is my shepherd." Is he our shepherd? He must be our shepherd. So as I read it, think of your life and think how we can seek our God, put him first in our lives, and that we might let him be our shepherd. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So I thank you for your time tonight. I thank you for, I asked for prayers. I asked that you might pray for me, that I might always have this zeal to serve God, to study the scriptures, to feed the people, that I might always have that desire. And I ask that you might pray for me, and my prayers are always with you. So thank you.